Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Wednesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we've been looking at the topical thought concerning the ministry of the Holy Spirit in each born-again believer. And on Monday we talked about how that the Holy Spirit situates us into the family or the body of Christ. And 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, verse number 13, 12 and 13, tell us that for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. And then yesterday we saw the ministry of the Holy Spirit as He sustains us. Many have said, I can't live for God. And the truth of the matter is, you can't. But the Scripture says, but you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if the Spirit of God dwell in you, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. In the book of Romans, chapter number 8 and verse number 9. And so not only does the Spirit of God situate us and sustain us, but I'm glad to report to you today from the Word of God that the Spirit of God also sanctifies us. Now, a lot of people have different thoughts and definitions concerning what sanctification is. But in many of our towns, as you drive into the city limit, you will see a sign that said that this is a bird sanctuary. Some say that it is a tree sanctuary. In other words, you have to get a permit to take down a tree. In other words, it's a set aside place, the sanctuary of our churches. Hopefully, they're more than just auditoriums. They are sanctuaries. Hopefully, they're not places that we have, you know, the normal and all the other, conduct all the other activities, but it's set aside for a place for worship. Well, may I say that the day you got saved, the Holy Spirit set aside your body and my body as a place, as He indwelled us. He set our bodies aside. And for that reason, we must not defile our bodies. And of course, if we do, and if we do that habitually, then we're going to reap the great displeasure of God. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, verse number 16. The Bible says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? It's a question. And then verse number 17 is a statement. If any man defile the temple of God, and of course we just found out what the temple of God was, ye are the temple of God, him shall God destroy. Now that's pretty plain language. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. Semicolon, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. And so if there's any question about what he was talking about, all the doubt is removed as the Spirit of God, as he penned this, twice told us that we are the temple of God. And so we are sanctified by the Spirit that dwells inside of us. And by the way, he gives us the ability to set aside our bodies and to keep our bodies totally and solely unto him. 1 Corinthians chapter number 6, the Apostle Paul, under the inspiration of the Spirit, continued this thought in verse 19. He said, what? With a question. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? Question mark. And then he makes a statement once again. Verse number 20 of 1 Corinthians 6. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God with what? In your body. Somebody said, oh, preacher, don't matter what, just as long as you do it in the Spirit, it doesn't matter about your body. That's not what the Bible says. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Most people would agree that our spirit, once we're saved, belongs to the Lord. But few would agree that our body does. And yet the Apostle Paul, to the Corinthian church, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, makes it very, very plain that our bodies are to be sanctified because they are indwelt by the Holy Spirit and therefore become His house, His temple. And there are great consequences if we defile that sanctification. Father, help us today to keep our bodies, our vessels, pure and chaste for you. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.